Watch, Canadian accused of charging TSA agents in wild Miami airport brawl. By Amy Furr on May 29, 2025. A man from Canada and several TSA agents got into a caught-on-camera brawl in December at Miami International Airport, and the suspect is also accused of targeting another traveler. The suspect is identified as 28-year-old Cameron Dylan McDougall, who has pleaded guilty in the case, NBC Miami reported on Thursday. The incident happened inside the TSA security checkpoint when he approached the agents and things got tense. An image shows the man accused in the case. Video footage shows the suspect, wearing a white t-shirt, walking up to the agents and apparently trying to punch one of them. The agent appears to back off and try to get the man to stop but was unsuccessful. McDougall topples over a rolling cart as other officials surround him. He is also accused of punching another agent in the face repeatedly even as he lay on his back on the floor, per WPLG. Not long before the incident involving the TSA agents, the suspect allegedly hit another traveler walking through the terminal. A clip shows the suspect allegedly shoving the other man and throwing punches. A sheriff's deputy arrived at the scene a few minutes after the altercation at the security checkpoint. One woman who watched the clip told CBS Miami, "That's scary. That's really scary and not okay. I don't know what was going through that guy's head." A man with her said it was wild and he had never seen anything like it. "That guy was just strange and I don't think that's a good look for Canadian, you know, citizens," he added. The suspect was on his way home to Canada because the flight he was on the day prior to the brawl was diverted after he allegedly hit another passenger during the flight. He is facing charges that include assaulting a law enforcement officer, assaulting a senior citizen, and disrupting air travel security. A similar instance happened in 2019 when a man charged TSA agents at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport and reportedly injured five of them, Breitbart News reported at the time. Click here to read more articles about TSA.